Will Salatan, who writes on politics for our online partners at Slate Magazine, has been looking into how the chronology of prisoner abuse has unfolded. He joins us now from Washington. Welcome back to the show, Will.
Hi, Madeline.
Now, President Bush says he didn't see the pictures of U.S. soldiers humiliating Iraqi prisoners until they were broadcast on 60 Minutes 2 last week. But you say in your Slate chronology that there was a CNN report from January, more than 3 months ago. So obviously it was public.
Actually, this story came out in two forms in January. One was the official form that came from the military, which was a very vague and short statement that said there was an investigation going on of, quote, reported incidents of detainee abuse. And that's the extent of what the military officially put out. On the other hand, CNN reported something more specific, which was that part of this investigation was that, quote, U.S. soldiers reportedly posed for photographs with partially unclothed Iraqi prisoners. Now, that is more detail, and still there was more detail than that to come out now that we see all the pictures of the detainee abuse, which involved grotesque sexual humiliation. So the administration wants you to think that all they knew about was that there was detainee abuse and they didn't know the details, when in fact, CNN reported some of those details, which should have alarmed the Pentagon, and this information should have gone up the chain of command.
And this all came out of the Army report by General Taguba?
Yes, General Taguba's report, which was finalized at the end of February and was briefed to his superiors in early March, made very clear that he found strong evidence for a whole series of charges, which were as grotesque, although only verbally presented in that report, as we see in the pictures that have come out. All of the offenses that we see depicted in those pictures were in that report.
And that report was apparently not read by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld as of last weekend.
Well, yes. In this administration, there seems to be a policy of people on top not being responsible for reading things or reading details of what is going on below. One of the questions that may emerge from this whole scandal is whether senior members of this administration ought to be responsible for paying more attention to the details of what is going on below them.
And interspersed in this chronology of what the Defense Department is releasing in terms of this investigation is President Bush saying over and over again publicly that the U.S. has put Iraq's torture chambers and rape rooms out of business. And he said that most recently on Monday. Do you see some irony there?
Oh, I see plenty of irony there. And, you know, everyone but the president ought to see the irony. I mean, this is classic George W. Bush. He has decided long ago what his theory of the Saddam regime and the American takeover are. The bad guys went out, the good guys came in. And he just keeps repeating, like a tape loop, this thing about the rape rooms are gone. And he keeps doing it through January and February and March and April and into this month, even after all of these disclosures have come out. When any president who was paying attention to the facts that were emerging from this scandal would have stopped, at least out of a sense of public relations, stopped using this phrase about the rape rooms and the torture chambers are gone. But because President Bush is operating more on theory than data, he doesn't do that.
But it also serves to show that he seemed utterly disconnected as commander-in-chief from this brewing scandal.
We kept changing rationales for the war. First, the rationale was Iraq was linked somehow to al-Qaeda and the 9/11 attack. That turned out not to be true. Then it was Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. We go in, we investigate, we don't find the weapons. Not to worry, says the president, we still have the humanitarian rationale for the war. Suddenly, our guys who are supposed to be doing this humanitarian exercise are in fact torturing and abusing people in the Iraqi prisons. And so it really was the last rationale for the war, and the administration desperately needs to save it.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatan. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate, and you'll find his chronology of the abuse scandal at slate.com. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thank you, Madeline.